This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Kind of a different YWC football talk. It's a live on location episode. I'm here with guests from last week. Look, we're in person now. Myself, David Morrisudi. David, how are you doing today?
Doing well. Trying to stay warm. Trying to stay a little warm. It's a little chilly out here.
And obviously, we're on location at the East for the East Final of Montreal against Toronto on Saturday. Excuse me. What are your big keys for both sides of the ball for going into the game?
Yeah, I mean, let's start with Montreal because, you know, they an impressive victory for them over Hamilton. I know that. That one, maybe everyone expected Montreal to win, but it was supposed to be a close matchup. But I think what they did well was obviously force the turnovers and capitalize on those turnovers. For Toronto, you know, every team makes mistakes, but, you know, they got to find a way to capitalize and keep that off Marco's offense off the field. And, you know, a big one is going to be using that running game. They got to find a way to keep that defense off the field. If you're Montreal, you don't want to be giving that defense extra chances to get off the field, sacks, interceptions, whatever they like to do to get off the field. They're a unit that struggles a little bit when they are out there for a long time and teams start to build drives on them. So if you're Montreal, that's something you're going to have to do. For Toronto, I mean, it's knocking off that rust early and then getting off to a good start is important. Like, the last few weeks, they've had some slow starts here at home. They find ways to just get back into it. Montreal will definitely try to make sure that any slow start they have, they're going to keep try to keep that momentum from going the Argos way. The Argos are also a good team at making adjustments, so they just got to make sure they keep it close, especially going the second half. They're definitely way better team in the second half, and that's going to be important for them.
How much do you think crowd factor is going to play into the game on Saturday?
I think, you know, for the defense, they're going to feast off that crowd. You know, on offense doesn't really need. Yeah, they'll like get the energy from the crowd for sure, but I think offense, it's gonna be interesting to see if a lot of Montreal fans show up and try to throw the offense off by getting a little more noisy. But I do think that for Toronto, they're gonna benefit a lot from having a crowd like this. They like the crowds they usually have, even though they're not as big. So I think they're gonna really enjoy a full house, getting that energy, and they got to build off that energy. That's the whole point of having on the field.
I feel like, too, like, obviously we saw it again against Calgary earlier this year. Obviously, it's an electric game. Javon Lee, game-winning punt return. But that was the biggest crowd of the season so far at 17,000. So I think an extra 8,000 to 10,000 or even 12,000 fans on top of that, I think it's going to make a huge difference. Obviously, Jack Kelly's had a huge part for this regular season success. And you've got to speak to him. Does he seem just dialed in, or what are the vibe you getting from him?
I'm getting that Jack Kelly vibe where he's been business all season. Like, he has been, and you know what, that's what you need, right? He has to have that mentality as a starting quarterback and as a leader. I think the big one for Chad Kelly is, you know, he's played in the Grey Cup. That Grey Cup experience, I think, will mean more for him, being in an intense environment, you know, win-or-go-home situation. He hasn't started one in a while, and I did ask him, you know, last time it's been a while, right? Yeah. Back to his college days, where he's played at the game where marbles are laid down, right? So, but I think the important one here is that they've kept that mentality each and every game. Every game has an importance, every game has a significance. Even though the last few weeks they've meant nothing to the Argos standings wise, it still means something to keep that mentality of that 1-0 and not treating any game different. And I think if they can keep that mentality, that's going to be important.
And ultimately, I want to ask you this. Look, we have two games. This is a winner-take-all. Winner gets to go into the championship. Who do you think is going to win the game on Sunday?
You got to give the Argos. You know, they went 16-2 for a reason. They made sure to let people know Vegas going. They are the crown. They are the crown jewel of the East. They are the team to beat. So I think Montreal, I think first half is going to be a real battle. I just don't know if Montreal is going to be able to sustain and have the adjustments, because Toronto will feast on mistakes.
Yes.
I think that could be an issue for Montreal in this game. You know, Hamilton didn't really take advantage of Montreal not having the greatest offensive game, right?
Yes.
You know, Toronto can easily put 40 points. They've done almost pretty much that this whole season, putting up 40 plus points. We haven't really seen that from Montreal too often. Can their offense go toe to toe? I just don't know if they are going to be able to.
That's exactly how I feel. And quickly, I got to ask you as well, out west, BC, Winnipeg. Just, who do you think is going to win, or can you see a rematch in that? Last year's Great Cup, or do you think it's going to be a battle of Golden and the Lions?
I've been going back and forth, ping pong all week. Part of me likes what I saw from BC against Winnipeg. I think they got the offense to go up against. I just think, though, Winnipeg, they got that ground game. They're going to do their best to keep BC's offense off the field as much as possible. And I think Vernon Adams is going to have a very different pass rush before. I'm leaning Winnipeg, but it's not a confident lean, because I think BC has shown us they're a different team.
Myself, like Christine right here, I'm going BC Lions. I've had a feeling about them all year. I don't know what it is. I just, and also with Winnipeg, they haven't looked like a Winnipeg of old, so I feel like this could be a chance for them to slip, but at the same time too, if we're seeing a rematch in Hamilton next weekend of the 2022 Grey Cup, it wouldn't shock me at all.
Wouldn't shock me. I mean, I will say this about Winnipeg. They haven't looked their best, but on paper, that's one of the toughest offenses to stop. BC's been having.
Exactly. Well, anyway, guys, live from BMO Field, David Morisuti, Griff Ortigon, thank you for listening to this very impromptu live on location YWC Football Talk. Enjoy the East and West Final, everyone.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all have.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
Do, Did, Will, the Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.